What's up? What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? What's going on?
Hello.
Welcome to SW Live. It's Wednesday.
What's the day, y'all? The 14th?
June 14th. I'm going to depend on the youth to help me out a little bit.
It's the
14th. We got Gen Z here in the building. What's up, Gen Z? It's been a minute since we've seen y'all. How y'all doing? Tell me a little bit about how y'all doing.
Good.
I'm doing all right.
Just graduated.
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Doing great.
Yeah.
And Jay, what you say? How you said you was doing?
I said I'm doing good.
You're good. You're good. E, tell us about how it feels to be a fresh new graduate.
It feels wonderful. Every day feels like, what is it? Summer. Even though it is summer, every day feels like it.
You don't really feel it in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So especially since I go to school to this point.
And you chose your college.
Clark
Atlanta CAU. Hey. All right, so we got a ATL. We got a fresh high school grad, y'all. So congrats to her. We got B on here. She said, "What's up, Gen Z? Hey, Gen Z.
Hello."
So y'all, today we're gonna be talking to Gen Z about parenting styles. And on a previous show, we discussed parenting styles from a parent's point of view. Now we wanted to revisit that conversation and bring it back to the surface with Gen Z talking about it from a young adult's point of view, and pretty much how they felt in all these different scenarios we're gonna give them as we have this discussion today. So I'm definitely looking forward to the answers because I have some of Gen Z or some of the products of Shelby, and it's gonna be interesting to hear about it. Oh, look, it starts. It's gonna be interesting to hear about this. And we also have Nico here. We don't have our other young man here today, but we're gonna get Nico gonna have enough to share, I'm sure, yeah. Right? You got it? Okay. He can cover the grounds for us on that. And if anything else changes along the way, like if we have any other perspectives that wanna dial in or say a few things, you know, the comment section is always open. And if you're brave enough, because I always want to give people the opportunity to speak. And if you're brave enough and you want to come on and actually have us bring you on, you know, I drop the link in the comments and you are welcome to join the conversation. It's just up to you. Don't be scared. Only if you're, you know, confident enough in yourself. We don't want nobody coming on here feeling like you're being forced. Just only if you got the confidence, okay? All right. Let's get started. So the quote of the day. Let's do that first. Parents can only give good advice or put them on the right paths, but the final forming of a person's character lies in their own hands. What do y'all think about the quotes?
So I believe part of that is true.
All right.
Like a parent can only give good advice and lead you to the right path, but it's also what advice the parents give you on what path they're leading you on that will
it's
mold
good,
your,
though. Only good advice.
That will mold the child. Everybody's good advice is not good advice.
Yeah. That's true.
And everybody's good advice is not always the best advice.
That's true.
So, depending on how you mold your child, the advice in the path you lead them to also determines not just what they do, because kids tend to gravitate to what they're learning.
Okay.
I feel like to add to that too, like depending on the path that you're presenting, you could also kind of derail from that and find your way back. Like it's been times where, you know, like somebody will tell me something, and just like, oh, whatever, that don't mean nothing. And then I turn around and go and do my own thing. It's like, oh, snap, I should just listen to what they told me to begin with.
Wait, Nico, I can't hear nothing. Let me make sure we ain't got the same issue from last time, Jay. Is that it? Okay, we got it. All right, I just want to be sure. I ain't hear nothing of that first. You know, I ain't want to. Last time y'all was on, we went. How long we went? It was crazy. So I just wanted to make sure. But I like your perspective. Continue. If you ever say you done with that. You sure? Okay. Just making sure.
And I'm just picking back on what Earl said, like, all good advice is not the best advice, because just because you feel like something is good for that person, the person can only feel what's good for them.
That's
so
right.
You can't really just make your good advice be for them if it's not for them. So
as a parent, hearing the responses, and to hear it in the way that you all know that you've now been able to process it, and you've seen how certain pieces of advice have come your way, either from your parents or from adults or, you know, people that are in your life guarding, giving you advice. You begin to learn how to either digest what you've been given, or in one ear, not the other, shall I say. Are you starting to have that, at least that form of like divergence with like how you digest it? Are you good with how you take on certain advice? Do you try to implement the good advice, or do you push everything away and just say, I'm gonna do what I feel like fit me?
Depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I may want to take my own role. Sometimes I'm one of the children that I always had to learn hard with.
Yeah.
So I would say that some, depending on the situation, I would probably take my own path more than likely. If I feel like
you've always done that.
Was as good.
You've done that even if the advice was good.
How do you know?
I don't know. Because I've given you good advice. All my advice is in
mediocre advice.
But you don't digest all of it, right? That's what we just said. So
I
take it all into where you implement it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you implement it, are you?
So are you, when you say implement, are you saying, well, we're listening to what you're saying, but we're just not following?
No, implement
means, that's what I'm saying.
Implement
okay.
means to follow the instructions.
Right, but you're saying if I'm giving it to you to do it and you're not
doing
it,
that's what.
Yeah. Okay. See, you can digest something without making it become a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
You can understand it. You can take it on and say, you know what I'm saying, this is what something I was taught as a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't have to be something that you regurgitate and just be like, ooh, I'm going to have this inside and I'm going to let this be a part of my guiding life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't take all the advice and just implement it.
Yeah, I know me personally, it just depends on the advice. I always listen to the advice, but it might not even be, I just go do my own thing. I just might not follow the advice that's given. And then if it's like advice where I really just don't want to hear it. I only got too much fun because I'm not
block it out.
Yeah. Mm. If it's something I really don't care
because
to hear,
you've already put your mind made your mind up.
Right. Like if I already know what I'm gonna do, or if I'm already satisfied with whatever choice I made, I kinda like the advice is kinda like, definitely if I already done did it, like advice kinda like what is there for it to do now? It's done for
me. Well, for maybe for the next time.
Like sometimes,
as I said, it just depends on the situation.
I feel like sometimes you could take, like, you could already have that advice kind of brewing on your own, and
mm-hmm.
then you hear it, and it's like you don't even have to say nothing else. Like, I got it, okay, and you just kind of block it out, and it's coming from several different places. But like, if you already had an idea and you were set on it, like at the end of the day, you make your own decisions,
and you're gonna do. What you're gonna go where your heart leads you to go, like you're gonna, in the end, the decision is gonna simply be what I feel and what I think I should be doing, and it's important to know that yes, you can make a good decision for yourself, but a lot of times when we make quick decisions, it'd be for ourselves for the time, and then later on. 3 years or a year down the line, it'd be like, it come bite you in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's just life. because it's like, oh, right now I might, this might have been the perfect time to do it. But you know, what's the comment? So do you tell the person to stop giving the advice if you already know you're not trying to hear it?
Well, no, I'll continue to listen to your advice, input, or whatever the case may be. Because
you might be a wise person. That
might, you might be a wise person.
Yeah,
and sometimes, not gonna lie, since I always like kind of learned the hard way, after learning the hard way, I like to have known, like, well, such and such, you try to tell me this. Maybe if I would have did it that way, you know, I would have came out with a better outcome. But I still did it my way. But if I would, like, sometimes I do like
so,
weighing my options.
So when do you say, this is me, this is the question. When do you say that my way may not always be the best way?
Always.
It can't be that way all the time.
Correct.
It can't.
To go off,
and that's why I'm learning, but I haven't had a lot of situations like that now.
Go ahead, Jay.
To go off the question she said, when do you tell her to stop getting advice? I go, like, dependent on the person. Like, if the same person keep giving me the same advice, you could just stop. Because I'm not taking it. So what's the point?
Yeah, you like, you just tell me to stop. You don't listen to my advice.
It's
mine.
So what do you mean if they're giving you the same advice?
Like, I used to get in trouble, you know, and you say, you know, you just shouldn't do that. That's not good.
And
just not getting
why.
It.
So, because
you don't want to continue to do it.
So, is it because you don't want to hear the repetition, even though the repetition is for your benefit?
Right.
You just don't want to hear it.
Right. It depends on the advice.
So, it's not that the advice is not good advice. It's that you just don't want to hear the advice.
Right. That's why
let's revert back to that. Because that is what I've heard a lot of different parents say, that their kids have said to them, is not that what you're saying to me is wrong. I just don't want to hear it from you. Like, I don't want to keep hearing you say the same thing over and over.
No. I'm not going to say from you in particular. You can give me that advice. He can give it. Greg can give it. Daddy can give it.
Actually responding to Angela's question then. Because her question is saying, do you tell the person who's giving advice you already know you're not trying to hear it? Do you tell them that you ain't trying to hear any advice in general? Or do you just tell them that, hey, at this very moment, I done made my mind up. You ain't got to keep telling me this. It's got to be because the way you responding to the question is, the way you're responding is saying that whatever, that you keep telling me the same thing, I don't want to hear. And that's my, you keep getting in trouble for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got to keep hearing the same thing.
You
know what I'm saying?
So
responding to Angela's question directly, we got more questions popping up.
No, I do not tell them that.
Right.
I already have my mind.
Right.
Bianca's question is, would you allow yourself? I want Nico to take this one first, because we've been talking all over him. He had a comment.
Sorry.
But we've been, so I'm going to let him jump in on this one first. They're coming.
Y'all little
so, would you allow yourself to think about the advice and how it can help you, or do you disregard the advice as a whole?
Okay.
I would say, I personally would think about it. like, because, like I said, I could already have an idea of how I want to go about the situation, and the advice that you're giving me could either be, you know, helpful to my answer, or it could help me carry out the way I want to go about it.
Okay.
So it might,
now, okay.
So it might, that's like, help you, like, change, or,
the,
like,
the,
add on,
yeah,
like, the
yeah,
path
to do more. It could either add or...
I would agree with that. The advice, all the advice don't just go as a whole. It just depends, like we keep saying, like the situation. Like if the situation is in, like we feel like
a
repetitive situation, and somebody say like, okay, do this instead of that, since that hasn't been working. Okay, let me add this in. Let me try this because this might work. So I do agree with what he's saying. Well, you know. It won't just go like thrown in the trash.
Yeah.
It'll just, I'm listening to it. Let me see if I can add it into this plan. If I don't add it,
if
I heard
for
what
me.
You said,
if
but
it's for
just
me,
not
it's
for
time.
Me. Right.
Right. If it's not for me, it's time.
It could also be like, you know, like pick and pull situation. Like you may not need every piece of information that was given you, but like you just take two or three things and just go ahead with that.
That's a different perspective.
Like I said,
like you said, girl.
Like I said, depending on the situation, because for example, when you told me don't fight at the school, but I already had set my mind on fighting at the school, but you gave me multiple reasons as to why I shouldn't fight at the school, which was smart reason. I sat there and thought about it, but I still was fighting at the school. So yes, I understand. I think about the advice, but do I take it? You know, depending on the situation.
Sometimes you got to not take your own advice.
Correct.
So that you're not constantly here. Okay, she just reverting back to the same question. Bianca said you had already answered her question. And Angela said, okay, they're wasting their breath. Okay. Yes, that's what we're doing, is wasting our breath.
So,
that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is, but that don't mean as a parent we're not going to. Like we know, we've been, that's, I remind my kids, in our conversation, I reminded them all the time, I done been a kid, bro. I could run circles around a lot of the things y'all do right now. So I'm really proud that my kids are different. They different than me. Look, like, I'm serious. They got a whole different way that they do things. And because we have more of an open door policy, a lot of the stuff they tell me about, I'm going to think that I can say probably 80% of the things my kids do when they're going out to party, hang out, I hear about it. The other 20%, I'm pretty sure that's lost in the wind. It's never going to ever surface to me. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think you pretty much know everything. Yeah.
No, I ain't going.
No, because sometimes it comes out in conversations like when we just was over here with their friends and her mom and their mama. And then it's a lot of things came out in that conversation I ain't never heard. And I'm fine with that. That's why I said. No, I ain't talking about that. Stop.
You can guess it, right? Come on.
So 85% of the things, I think they're directly honest with me about. But other things, 15%, I don't think it's because they're withholding it. I just think that it's certain things you don't tell your parents.
Yeah.
There's a certain,
and I fully believe that.
I'm an open book with my life, with my kids, but it's certain things my kids cannot know. Certain things you cannot tell your parents. Period. Point blank. Okay. So when you get wrong,
some things, you know, everything ain't for your parents to hear. All the time.
Especially
not today. Something take it especially to the grave. Die with it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes telling people ain't always, you might not get the best reaction. Like, you know, everything is not for everybody to know. Like, some things in your life is personal.
So Bianca said, well, it's one of those things where I'm going to give advice, especially if you tell me what your plan or action is going to be, and it sounds fucked up, period.
And I agree.
And that's how my daughter came to me. Like, when she told me how this was going to happen, I'm like, that's the dumbest thing ever. And she still did, like she said, she still did what she wanted to do. Because it don't matter what we feel. We're going to tell them, we're going to say it, we're going to speak till we blew in the face. And they still going to make the decision that they want to make. But, you know, It is what it is.
Sometimes to, kids, grown-ups, teens, toddlers, everybody gotta learn on their own. So it, even when you know the actions do sound a little messed up, you go ahead and let them know that it's messed up and it's bad, but they gonna still go do it.
Same thing when the, when the,
I think it's kind of like just in kids' mind, like you just, you know, you do a try.
You can tell that kid that that's hot.
Yeah. Like you say, you know, I tell the toddler, don't grab the goldfish while I'm in the shower.
And they
you
grab
still
it.
Grab the goldfish.
And eat them all.
So, you know, kids just gonna try stuff. So,
all right, y'all. So to jump into the conversation, that was a good thread. I appreciate y'all being so lively with that. Hold on, we got one more comment. I agree with not telling me everything because I don't want to know, period. I promise you I don't want to know. I promise you. It's things just, you got, like the kids say, take it to your grave, you know? I just don't want to know everything. So on the show when we was discussing how, we got another comment popping up. Some things you just have to learn on your own.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Because you're just so funny. So funny, bro. All right. So when we did the last show on the parenting styles, I ran through the different types of parenting styles. And I'm gonna run through them real quick, so I want the, because I want Gen Z to tell me which one they think their parent fell under, as far as those parenting styles. And then we're gonna drop some scenarios, and they're gonna give y'all some responses. So one of the is four different parenting styles: authoritarian, authoritative, permissive, and uninvolved. Okay.
Can we just say from
real quick?
My parents?
No. That's what we're doing. I'm going to go through real quick the differences, so you pay attention to what the differences of these are. Authoritarian is the type of parent that has, they enforce consequences. So if they're strict, so they, what they do is, this is strictly what it is. Authoritarian parents may use punishments instead of discipline. So rather than teach a child how to make better choices, they're investing in making the kid feel sorry for their mistakes. Children who grow up with strict authoritarian parents tend to follow rules much of the time, but their obedience comes at a price. Another way to say that is children of authoritarian parents are at a higher risk of developing self-esteem problems, because they feel like how they feel isn't valued. All right? Authoritative parenting. They invest time and energy into preventing behavior problems before they start. They also use positive discipline strategies to reinforce positive behavior. So they give praise and they give reward systems, like, okay, if you pass your test and you bring home a good report card, you get money. Things like that. Never. Researchers have found kids who have, you definitely used to get money. We just stopped. One thing about each year put you under the
bus. Wait a minute, just keep going.
I'm sorry. You don't want to Okay. Authoritarian and authoritative are two different things, actually. Authoritarian don't give any praise. They don't tell you.
No, I'm not saying
it. No, I know. I'm just making sure that you can tell the difference in which ones they are. Yes. Permissive parenting. You set rules, but they barely enforce them. They don't give out consequences. They think their child will learn best with little interference from the parent. If those statements are familiar, that's a permissive parent. That's a person who allows them to get their way and find out the hard way. All right? And then, I think I forgot. Oh, I'll go back to that later. And then the uninvolved one is, you don't... This last one. You don't ask your child about school or homework. You rarely know where your child is or who they are with, and you don't spend much time with your child. All right? All right. So I missed something. Hold on. I got to go back to the first one real quick because I had missed something. Authoritarian. I forgot something. Hold on. I skipped all over the cool thing. You believe your kids should be seen and not heard. That's the difference. I got this was the thing that I had to correct myself on with this one. Authoritarian parents, you believe your kids should be seen and not heard. When it comes to rules, you believe it's my way or the highway, and you don't take your child's feelings into consideration.
And that's what?
That's the authoritarian.
That's
the authoritarian is you put a lot of effort into creating and maintaining a positive relationship with your child. You explain the reasons behind your rules. You set limits, enforce rules, give consequences, but you do take your child's feeling into consideration. So those are two total different things. I had to break down the different meanings.
Then that
And so so permissive is you set the rules, but you rarely enforce them.
Okay,
and then
the last,
then
you
the last
have
one
no
is
involvement.
You have no involvement. It's nothing. You're just giving them free range, free will. All right, so we're gonna start from Jada this time. Jada, where do you think you fit? Where do you think your parent you got two parents, two different households?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you fell under your upbringing with the type of parenting style?
Like, as we're, like what I didn't do right?
No, Jada, you saying what they is.
Oh, I was confused on the question. My,
I'm talking about the third parent.
That's what I thought it said at first.
What I was going to say is both of my parents are number one. Neither were we heard.
Really?
No, it was always
your whole life.
No, I mean, both of my parents was number one. Not rarely was we ever heard or even seen. It was literally their way or no way. I can say now when it comes to the second, as we got older, it came to the second part where they would start to give her understand where we was coming from, or they would give more of an explanation on why this is wrong. And I have told my mom this as well, and I would not explain my kids why I'm whooping, but I get that from them. They don't explain all the time why we was like whooped or punished and stuff. You know, you just did something wrong, so it's a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say like at the beginning, all the way until about high school, it was number one. Coming up, we growing up. About graduation,
you're probably
10, 11th grade. You know, it was number two because you know even adding that we you know get a phone to 11th grade, so. It was mostly one.
Believe it.
It was definitely mostly one.
Believe it, Nico.
I feel like my parents are authoritative.
That's the first one.
No,
that's the second one.
Second. I do wish there were times in my life where they were a bit
authoritarian.
Like, it was just simple stuff. Like, probably back when I was in middle school, they used to be on me bad about my grades. Like, I was doing horrible and, like, you know, math and language arts only because I didn't apply myself. And, like, once I got to high school, like, I picked it up and they laid back. But that also caused me to, like, miss out on stuff that I could have did, like, play sports. But I don't blame them for that. So yeah.
Oh, my God.
So wait.
I gotta go to the top.
I'm forgetting why she coming because I know you gotta be ready for E. But Nico said that his parent was the authoritarian parent, and he wished they were more Oh no, they were the authoritative parents, and he wished they were more authoritarian.
Yeah.
And my
more
kids,
like,
so my kids got the authority. Well, Jada feels she got the authoritarian parent.
It's
the,
not
the, no, well,
it's
the that's just it's still your feeling though. It's still your feeling. I can't, you know, I'm not gonna change that. In the first half of her life. And then in the end of her, the last time, the high school parts is when things eased up. And I will agree. Erica, let's begin.
So how I feel, I feel like my dad was like more permissive and involved. Simply because he was the type of parent, as long as you babies, you can do whatever you want to do. And the reason why I say permissive is because he's going to call and ask who you with, where you at, but he don't care what you do. Like I say, even we can get five as long as you bathe, call him, you know, he don't care. That's simple as that. He likes to get involved with certain things, everything he doesn't care about. So that's why I say permissive.
As we got older, though.
But how is he now as an adult?
Number one.
As y'all get older. More permissive now? Okay. I'm just asking. It was just, no, it's just a question, E. It's just a
but
question.
He's not stopping. He's just doing
it. Okay.
He just wants to. My mom here, she's number one. Like Jay said, as we got older, she came number two, but still number one.
Yeah,
that's still number one. Like, you know, couldn't do a lot. My word, the hard way, get out of her house. You know what I mean? So, like I say, it was just a lot of that. Not to be like that in my
house. Listen,
like Erica said, though, like, seriously, though, yeah. Like, even though I'll probably say you number two, nine, still straying back to number one, still, because it's like, still, like, you know, you still gotta do what I'm 19 years old.
Like,
but,
okay,
it's still your way.
One thing, another thing, she bends her rules. She gets so geeked up by saying one rule, she might change something, then, oh, you come back and tell her, oh, no, what you said. Now she's like, I never said it, but you did, and I remember everything you said. She one of those type of parents where it's gonna be her way. She knows it's her way or no way. So she knows she can bend.
Monday, you ask her, can you go somewhere? And she said, just remind her on Friday, you're not going no more. You can't go because she never said you could go. Because, you know.
But you did.
Yeah.
You definitely did.
I was that parent. And I still, right, like they said, I still have a lot of the authority. I keep forgetting myself, authoritarian in myself now. But I think I'm real lackadaisy with my girls now because the only thing that my kids don't do around me is what they can do around their friends' parents. That's really why they say that I'm still like authoritarian. Like it can't get too relaxed. You can get relaxed, but we never gonna do all that cursing in front of me. We never gonna
cuss
anyway. Wrong. Yeah, they curse. It's not in front of me. They're never gonna be able to do like all that because I don't have a lot of rules when it comes to what they can do now because they get older. But what I do have a lot is what you can do under my roof.
Yes.
That's still gonna always reign in
even
my book.
Only 35.
No,
I'm
not what I'm saying, coming, you know, it's still her way, you know.
It's out of respect, if there's a due process. I would never, even to this day, I don't care if I had to go back to my mother's house, I'm not bringing a man in my mama's house. Like, not to lay up over there. We're going to have to we got to find another way. And that's just how it is. That's just the respect I have. Like, I don't mind.
Like just laying.
No, like for months.
Oh, I don't think nobody.
People do that, though.
That's
so. I just said for me. So that would even mean for my children, I wouldn't expect the same. It came from that because, like, we as young adults, we have to realize that there's a time and a place for everything. I don't mind if my children are dating and they do their thing, you know, whatever you do. But I always feel like if you're gonna do adult things, you need to be paying adult bills. If we're gonna start doing all adult things, like if you can do whatever I do in my house, you gotta have the same responsibilities as me in the house, especially if I'm still doing everything. And if we wanna be roommates, I'm fine with that too. But we don't have to come with the same responsibilities. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't mind you being an adult. I just would rather you have the, if I got to walk in my house and see you doing whatever I'm doing in my house and hearing whatever I'm doing in my house, you got to pay bills. You got to pay bills. You got to pay bills.
I think that's a reason. Yeah.
I know that, but people do it though.
Okay, I'm just saying, I just thought,
I didn't do it in my mom's house because I felt like it was something, but boys do it because boys can do that. Yeah. I go to the boy house, but I'm not going to be at my mom's house. I'm just not going to do that. It's just, I feel like it's something wrong with that. So, that's my only rule. That's really the only stuff is that if you want to do adult stuff, we just got to have an adult conversation and we have to have that stuff. But otherwise, y'all pretty much got it made, I think. What y'all think that? Jay, look to the back. Nico, what you think? Where do you feel you are? Do you feel like you got it made with the choices you can make and how you grew up moving? Are you trusted?
Yeah, I'm trusted.
Am I trusted?
I've been trusted since I was probably 15.
Oh, you've been trusted since you were 15? Boy, you know, you can do whatever you want anyway. I'm
hard to say, but I always knew, like, the line, like,
Mm-hmm.
I think,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. You did it. No, I'm talking about Nico. What you talking about?
I'm saying you did it.
Did it what?
No, when you drop by.
I don't know what you talking about.
Okay, so scenario.
You know what? Since I'm the only dude here today, I'm sorry. This game is really honest.
I don't even know.
Scenario. Okay, so. Well, my kids already answered this question. They said that people weren't responsive to their feelings.
At all.
Oh. Nico.
Literally. It's really not.
You gotta change how they raise their kids.
I'm like, y'all grown now.
Literally, I'm never gonna not tell my kids stuff. Like, you know, that's crazy. Just getting whooped for nothing.
I don't think y'all got whooped for nothing.
Mom,
everything y'all got something to whoop in for. Y'all probably just think it's fresh out
there. Bro, I did not do the name of my friends.
The teacher called one and said, I'm doing this. She believed the teacher. I get what you don't know. Let's be honest.
Oh my God.
I had a few of them.
You probably, I mean, what if the teacher called, why is the teacher calling me?
So what? First of all, teachers are, they want you to get in trouble. That's part of their job.
Correct.
Oh, you trying to take you up again, so, oh.
Nah, I don't think I'm up again at all. It's just when I get in trouble.
I get in trouble.
No one cares, mom.
Nobody
cares. You were born like 1950.
Like, your life is born. Bro, are you kidding me right now?
Your life is born. 1950.
Y'all have
cell phones. We definitely had cell phones.
We did.
Look, they ain't no before. They know now. I still like almost a week and a half at school. And like nobody found out that the school was marking me here. And like, bro, like I promise you, I would go to
so you were skipping.
Yep. And never
for weeks?
No, I skipped for like a week and a half. But I was working at the time. So I was just going to work.
No way. And you never got caught?
I didn't get caught.
That gave unresponsive parents.
It wasn't my parents. It was the school. The the school wasn't marking me there. I was going to class. I just wasn't in class.
So you wasn't going to class?
So who was saying that you was there?
My teachers.
So they lied for you.
They just
was you kissing them and stuff or something? Well, how they lie for you? Like, I ain't never been no teacher like this.
When you a good student and you sit in class.
I was a great student.
When you answer questions, ask questions, do the homework, go up.
We had that though. We had certain teachers.
What school did you go to?
At Rutgers, we had that. Y'all just got different type of teachers.
I'll say Fairview, I didn't have that.
Rutgers always suspecting the worst though. Like, because they're dealing with a lot of bad children. But when we was there, it's your presentation and who you hung out with is how they judged you back then. So if all my friends get good grades, we all pass and we all that, we had one teacher that allowed us to be in her classroom all day long. And she'll send the teacher a notice and say, Shelby over here, Shelby, she working on stuff with us with SGA.
Yeah, I had to.
So you missing class the whole week. I'm not doing that anyways, though. Nico was brave.
First through third.
Because one thing about me and my parents, they don't know, though. The school can mark me after the whatever.
Nobody I knew had called when I'm going.
The school can mark me after whatever they tell me, but that location gonna be and everything else is going on.
But that's just recently, though. That's what y'all got. This
age. Well, I'm still in school. I'm just graduated. How old y'all will be me?
You really be taking offense to this that you're 18 now. It's like you're an adult. Somebody calls you a young adult. You really taking offense to that.
I'm not a young adult until I turn 20. When you is 10 behind my jump field. 10. I'm 10 in nature.
If you still think you're a teenager, you need to grow up.
I am. I'm 18.
So
I'm still classified
a young adult.
As a kid, yeah, in the eyes of some people.
Oh, you're a kid.
You're 21?
I feel like you're not really 23, 25 when you really can say, okay, yeah,
but like,
you know.
Look at it from a sports point of view. Like, these 21-year-olds get Ja Morant, for example. They call him a kid because of the choices he made. They still call him a kid.
Well, that's based on his choices, not off his age.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah. The choices you make, people still think you're a kid?
No. I'm saying in the eyes of some people, they could say that, he's still a kid.
That's
why he's doing what he's doing, because he's
still a kid.
Y'all gotta teach him
and not expect this from him, because that's a lot of the things that people have been saying. Like, you gotta give a boy a chance.
How many chances? You done posed with a gun on live 2 times now. Third time, not your charm.
Well, I mean, that'd be the same thing for certain choices people make. You just gotta realize that.
I feel like it shouldn't be that many chances. You know the rules.
So are you willing to accept that same advice?
Yeah.
Because that's the same, you did the same thing. You was fighting, planning the plot and fighting and do all that. Ja Morant.
And I did my time.
Oh my gosh. So I'm just asking that because if you know it, because now as you're getting older, when the technicalities of life fall on yourself now and you turn 18, every choice you make now in the eyes of the government, you grown. No matter what the parents look at you as or what we in the family or the community may say you are, we may think, oh, you just a big 23-year-old kid. But when you get into any type of consequence, when you have to be 18 to vote, you have to be 18 to buy tobacco, you have to be 18 to go to jail. And not even 18 to go to jail. If you kill somebody and you're 16, you go to jail. Certain charges. But now you have to realize that the choices that you make now affect you way more heavily. So you don't have that 1, 2, or 3 times to make these mistakes and make these choices, because they can fall back on you in a heavy manner. So do you feel like with your parents, because y'all both said that y'all have authoritarian parents, or you got an authoritarian mom, but a permissive father. And then do you feel like that was a balance for y'all?
Yes.
Yes,
because
I was free.
Yeah,
I got freedom.
One time
I could breathe.
Literally.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you come over here. You don't gotta watch this at that house. You don't gotta go.
Always on some sneaky shit from the time y'all had iPods.
Not me, man. Not
me.
E.
I promise you not. E. Not me now. For real, mom.
E, you know that I got caught the most with the iPod.
That's a joke, but that was Jada.
No, Jada.
Mom,
the iPod. Remember when I used to come in y'all room at 3, if I used to wake up at
3. No, that was me. That was me.
That was me.
That was
me. That
was more than
one. That was twice me.
Because my thing is, when I used to put my phone up there, I never had another phone to replace it with. I had just a case.
Well, you had
no phone. We had an iPod.
We had an iPod. We had an iPod. Cause you are God, Lee. You got a list.
My
one thing.
One thing. Okay, I say I would have better communication skills and honesty with my parents. Like, I didn't have to lie about everything. Because maybe if I wouldn't have lied, I could have just been able to do it from jump. Like, with
Instagram,
really quick with Instagram. My mom told me after I got caught with Instagram, if I would have asked, I could have just had it. But I snuck it. In lying about it,
you would have actually would have got it.
Exactly. So I feel like more communication. Just because I was always scared of my parents. Like everybody, like, they're not scared of their parents. I'm of course scared of my parents. So I wasn't asking no questions. I was just gonna do it if I got caught. What to do? But and I would lie about it. But so I would say communication and honesty. Communication and honesty.
There you go. What would you if there was one thing you would change? One thing, just stop that. That you would change about your upbringing. What would that be?
Oh no, it's not too much I could change. Like I said, I ain't really getting in trouble like that for real. I'm not, bro. Hey, that's something I can't change.
That's a good thing. There you go.
Good job as a kid. I mean, I had a wonderful life.
Yeah, you have four. Let him finish. He gotta say if there's nothing you would change about how you were raised.
I say if there's one moment I can go back and change is when, like, my mama went berserk on me one time because my grades was horrible, and I was it was like in the middle of basketball season, travel ball, and she like snatched me off the team. And I was having like the best season. Like that was like one of my best seasons ever. And she snatched me up the team and then like kind of jacked me up because I could eat, sleep, and play basketball.
Glad I never played sports. So but that's one thing I never had to go through, get snatched off the team. You were so my high school. I wasn't. I'm not sick. That's what I'm saying. I'm glad I didn't have to go through that.
But your grades. But even like that, you know, you only struggled in the math class. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, and that
was even in high school though. I ain't struggling in math.
Look, she took me on the team, and then like the next week, my grade shot up to where it was supposed to be. So
you missed a couple games.
No, she took me off the team.
So you couldn't get back home after you got your grades up? Oh yeah, well, you could. I wish could be different is one, like just my parents telling me, well, let me say it like this, like, okay, we had rules and stability, right? But it wasn't like we knew, like we didn't know we could have an Instagram at a certain age, or we didn't know that this happened at this age. So maybe if we would have, if our parents just saying like, you just can't have, you know, Instagram, or you know, you just can't have a
boyfriend
because at this age you will have it, It's like it's something, you know, you wait for the time, but instead it's like, I'm so
ready.
Wait. Because it's like, I'm so ready.
I feel like it's coming for me though.
Because she's being honest. That's what I just
think. Because I just feel like we were known, like, instead of, in the black households in general, it's like, you just know you can't do that. Or like, you just know
you can't do it until you ask. You will never know until you ask. So if you just
that's what I'm saying. I wish in my household,
why would we just tell you something?
You know that you can't have stuff.
You
know
what you can't.
If there was real value to why y'all had it, there was no question as to why y'all could have it. First of all, you sneaking. You creating fake pages. You only in the, yeah.
It was not.
And you know you wrong because you ain't posted nothing on your page. Y'all only using that as a spam page.
No. We have real Instagram.
See, I didn't know that. I caught y'all on the spam page.
No, you did not.
Well, how you see the pictures then on your page? But you can never. Let me say this about them having electronics. From the moment that they had access, they was automatically. Because they can't say that they didn't know about rules or know that things they couldn't do. Because if you are told something that you can't do or can't have, and you do it anyway. I don't mean you ain't been told nothing. You just decided to make your own damn decision.
Yeah.
And that's how Jada was. Jada knew she could have a boyfriend in the sixth grade. Jada whole life she been having boyfriends. And she knew the rule was you could not have boyfriends.
Now I was like,
I know what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that when you say, I'm saying like, for instance, if you would have said, y'all have Instagram at
I'm not
going to
tell you.
Maybe we probably would have been like, oh, okay, well, we're not going to get it because we're going to be able to get it. But no, you just can't say, my kids never get it. Okay, so you say we're never going to get it. We're going to get
y'all, but at some point, if I say y'all, you think when I know y'all, when I say that y'all don't get phones, that I know y'all ain't going to have no Instagram? When I bought y'all phones, I knew y'all was going to have everything y'all wanted to download. That was not a question. What?
Y'all did it?
You did exactly that. And then you didn't ask no questions about it. You didn't ask any questions. So the point is that when I gave you access, you had your access. I wasn't coming behind you, checking on you to make sure that y'all ain't breaking no access rules unless y'all had y'all phone where y'all weren't supposed to have it.
And that's
the real answer.
That's when trust started to build. You have, because everything before that, y'all had no reason to be trusted. Y'all sneaking, y'all doing breaking rules with all the electronics y'all had. So I couldn't trust y'all with electronics. You couldn't be trusted.
So my real question,
y'all were very good children. It was just electronics. They wanted to be of the world so bad because everybody else had. Was very relaxed.
dog.
Y'all used to be at 1 o'clock in the morning, running around the house, running up the neighborhood and stuff. And y'all 15, y'all walking to the darn the store where the bombs and the hustlers and the drug dealers out all night. And y'all out there walking. So I knew that my role was to make sure that I taught y'all what it is to take care of yourselves so that y'all could be in these environments as well. Because having common sense did not be taught to y'all when y'all was down south. So if you didn't have common sense where you were in your main household, how was you gonna deal with it in society? So all that my strictness was completely for a reason. I tell y'all all the time, you're gonna value it, and you are, because guess what? And I know that because guess what? You tell me all the time, I can't be around noise too long. Jada, quick. I don't like filth, I don't like dirt. Just little tiny things that I know that I've implemented structure. Y'all know that y'all have to do things by a certain time. Y'all like to be taking a nap, taking a bath, be clean, all kind of stuff. It's things that
I'm sorry, this question just
what? Okay, so we're gonna respond to the question real quick because it's been on the screen. Wait, before we respond, what B said? She laughing. Okay. If you got caught and then it is what it is, was your mentality then how you can say you were scared of your parents because you were not scared?
Okay, when I say I was definitely scared. When I say I was scared, meaning I was scared to act. So I did what I did.
Scared to do it straight in their face.
Yeah, because I would be on Instagram and my mom would not slide up. You know what I mean? So I was definitely scared of my parents. I was definitely scared of them.
Yeah, I think you just were scared to get caught. You weren't scared.
I was scared of my parents.
Go ahead. That's because you couldn't say the same thing again.
Well, okay. I was definitely scared of my parents. That's all I think. But I also took it, like you say, I didn't take advice. This is not even advice, I just didn't have common sense to say, I still took the hard route and did it on myself and said, well, I'm going to do it anyway. But I still had all of them back on my, I'm scared of my mom, and she found out. We always knew this. Our friends be talking about everything. You didn't talk to me about shut up being in front of my mom, you know? Oh, you been talking loud. All the time, definitely was scared.
Friends on live that sleep on you.
We definitely don't care about you, know what I'm saying? It's just, I still was like, I always said we want to be a part of the world because everybody had something. It was one person on the show telling me, don't do this because you know your parents don't play this. Now, you know, you don't like everybody else's parents. You got Greg and Shelby. And then there was another person on my show saying, everybody owns this pocket right now. Get on, you know? And that's what I still went on because I was more in tune to the bad influence, to the right influence. So I was definitely scared. I just didn't, you know.
And Bianca said, because we had to teach them book smarts and street smarts. So and that's pretty much what my dad was. I couldn't just let y'all, and I did. That was the hardest part, to be honest. Trying to be the mother who can be that soft person, I can never just be completely soft with y'all because y'all always are trying to take advantage of it.
I don't remember too much of you being soft.
I said I couldn't do that. That's what. I couldn't do that. That's what the thing. All I knew.
It's a Libra thing. What's the thing? I'm not going to
be hello.
As a single mom. And she said, hold on, let me go back to that.
She said, as a single mom, I think because we had to teach them.
Yeah. It's a Libra thing. What's understood? Child, boo. Y'all sneaky sons of guns. But, to break that down, we have to. I don't know why she keeps saying no. That's because now you tell. You always told to a lie. You never was the one that kept a secret, but that way you didn't lie.
I didn't lie. I said you still lie. I don't lie. Not because I'm serious.
No, that don't mean you didn't lie. Is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. You keep saying like not no more. Duh, not no more though.
She's supposed to be scared. Yeah. But I think for the most part,
I had a great.
I was just about to say, I think for the most part, all of y'all had a great upbringing. some of you all didn't like the structure you had because you couldn't get away to do what you wanted to do. But that don't make your upbringing bad. That just make you not be able to do what you wanted to do. And that's not how you're supposed to live when you're being raised anyway. So I think what I've heard today is you'd rather have a parent who cared than a parent who didn't. That's what I hear.
Care about your feelings, because we
care about in general.
Okay.
A parent who cares, I don't know what you be hearing.
I still don't hear
what I've heard in the conversation, to sum it up, is that you would rather have a parent who care, since I have to break it all the way down, a parent who cares about you and how you came out, than a parent who didn't care. You'd rather have somebody who cared and loved and took care of you than the other parent. You may not have always liked the structure and authority that came with your growth, but obviously it wasn't the worst because you still had a good childhood. Three, I'm also hearing that neither one of you had a negligent parent, permissive maybe, but not negligent. And four,
I'm so sick of Erica's eyes, I don't know what they mean right now.
And four, I feel like if you would have had a different type of parent or a different type of upbringing, you would be a different type of person than who you are. So do you feel like who you are is somebody you're happy with?
Yes. I'm very pleased with who I am today. I'm passionate about me. That's not the exact word but I am passionate about who I am though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love who I'm becoming, and it doesn't stop here. Erica's here. I love everything about me.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people don't. But you know, I'm elevating it today. I'm blessed, beyond blessed. I had a wonderful life, wonderful had made. And I could just say thank you to my mom and dad. Every my village.
Nico.
Yeah, to kind of piggyback off of what he said, like, I'm proud of the person I am currently, and I know there is a lot for the person that I have yet to become to. So, like, that's something to look forward to. Yeah, shout out to my parents for that. All
right. Jen?
Yes. I love everything about me. It's nothing that's like that. Thank you to my parents. If it weren't for y'all, it won't be for me.
It won't be for me.
It won't be for me. And I'm the best damn in the world.
So that wraps up our show for today, guys. these children. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all. We will catch Gen Z next month on the second week of the month. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and always check them out, because they can always get the honesty and the rawness from the group. So thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all next Wednesday for SW Live. Peace.
Peace.
Y'all are freaking hilarious. I know.